Roger got a girl pregnant when he was 40. He was so shit scared, he told me. And when he said that her dad was a cop, I thought he was joking. I told him he's got to tell someone. So he went and told a teacher, and the girl eventually got an abortion. He was fucking shitting himself, let me tell ya. But 6 months later, he was fucking around like always. I thought to myself, but Roger was pretty fucking sure of himself. He was the guy who first bought a block of hash to a party, 'cause I was his friend, I was there. When he first showed it to people, we all went down the backyard and he rolled a joint. Where did he get it from? My parents would have killed me if they knew. Thought we'd turn into junkies or something. We had too much. Today, he said, and he did all that chanting yobs do, like, "Hoo-ah, Glenn McGrath." It got you in the end, I thought to myself as I looked at Roger. Life got you in the end, pal. You were such a cocky, successful winner when we were 16, but now you're just another sad, fat prick sitting in the MCG, high-fiving in self-congratulation, as if it's you that had the skill and determination to play for Australia. It's the cunts with the bad haircuts that you gotta watch out for. There's never been a popular teenager yet who's done rats with their life. It's the fucking dorks that give it a real go. Glenn McGrath got 5 for 50 that day.
Ooh, ah, Glenn McGrath. Ooh, ah, Glenn McGrath.